You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, I'm Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here this week. I have a special person on for us to talk to this week. I met him about a year and a half ago on a cruise, a Law of Attraction radio cruise, which was fun. And I think we're going to get together again soon, so I'll let you know about that. But Dr. Michael Mosley is a wonderful person, and he is called the prophet of God because he hears God's voice a little differently than we do. And he gives readings for people, and he's so insightful, and he's so enlightened, and I am so thrilled to have him on my show. So we will be right back with Dr. Michael Mosley. Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up, and then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula, like me on Facebook, Paula Kidd Casey, let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula, and follow it. Woohoo! We're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life. And we are back with Dr. Michael Mosley, one of my favorite people in the whole world. We met on a cruise about a year and a half ago. I love his message. I love his voice. And I am so honored that you are on my show today. So thank you so much for being on my show.
Oh, my goodness. No, the thanks belong to me. How often do I have the chance to speak to the lawyer of the Law of Attraction?
You're so
anything
funny.
I need, you know what? Now, that would be something. To attract a good verdict, I need to talk to the lawyer of the Lawyer of Attraction. So, everybody, you need to attract something good in a legal situation. You may want to make an appointment with Paula. She can help
you. I don't practice law anymore. I'm just doing the Law of Attraction. So,
All works the same.
It does, doesn't it? If only people would understand the basics that you and I teach. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you. Dr. Mosley's on the front of the Law of Attraction magazine this time.
Yes.
And what an honor and what a great thing that you got to be on there, and the article's amazing. Anybody
Thank
can
you.
Go to Law of Attraction Radio magazine, and the digital copies are free. So
yes.
It's easy to do that. So congratulations.
I am very overjoyed. I thank you so very, very much. It is an honor. It really, and you know, anytime that you are able to be recognized and appreciated amongst your peers, that is a very high honor for me. Because, like you said, we do teach the same thing. And so for your peers to honor what you're doing, that is, to me, that is the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar.
It's
always wonderful to be appreciated for what you do.
Well, and you're in good company because there's so many people that have been on the front of that magazine. Greg Braden, just Joe Vitale, just so many of the
and I
are not big names, but so many of the big names have been involved in that. And are on that. So I'm so happy that one of us on the Law of Attraction radio show got on the front of it. So
yes,
were you surprised when they asked you to be on the front of it?
Very much so. And I'll tell you, it was very shocking for me because when she told me I was going to be on the cover, September is very momentous for me. It is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, September 16th is my birthday. I turned 52, so I'm very grateful for that. But it also was a very traumatic time because this year, 1 year ago, September 26th, was the date that my mother transitioned.
I'm so sorry.
This was a very momentous time. It let me know. It was symbolic and spiritual all at the same time because it let me know that my continuation was not in vain. She's looking down upon me. My other ancestors are there saying, keep going because you're attracting what you are reflecting. So it was a very inspirational motivation for me to know that I was on the cover, all for those reasons.
I love that. And you know, you just gave me goosebumps because we all need, you know, that to know that what we're doing makes a difference, right?
Yes.
Whether we get that, and you're lucky because you're connected straight to God, although I know we're all connected straight to God, but you're
yes.
not as a prophet of God. You're not as a prophet of God. I'm just kind of down here. But that you know, even we need to know that what we do is making a difference, you know, because there's times it's tough to kind of trudge through this whole thing. Don't you find that?
It is. And no matter what area you are in life, a housewife, a house husband, because a lot of us are houses now because of COVID-19,
yes.
We house everything. But to know that whatever you're doing, it is making some change, some influence to your children, your grandchildren, niece, nephew, the neighbor across the street, somebody you don't even know walking in the store. You know, somebody's watching us. We don't realize it, but they're watching, and they just may decide, well, I'm going to try this new shampoo because she tried it, so I'm going to try it too.
And then my hair will be pretty.
You never know. Yes.
Although Dr. Mosley has no hair, so that's probably not a good analogy.
Oh, man. Somebody, well, you know what they say. Well, since he's going bald, I may as well try to go bald too.
Well, I love that. I love that message to people because we don't have any idea who we're influencing. I'd love to share this story with you. So I went to a new doctor a few weeks ago, and the nurse that was checking me in said, now, what do you do for a living? And I said, well, I'm retired. And she said, well, what did you do for a living beforehand? I said, was that mandatory for me to tell you that? But she said, I was a divorce attorney. She goes, I know. She said, 20 years ago, I was in the courtroom and I watched you just go to town in front of the judge and telling your side of the story and being very forceful and very strong. And she said that she said to herself, if that woman can do it, I can do it. And she said she went back to school. She became a nurse. And for 20 years, she kept telling her mother about this woman that she saw in court, you know, and that she had on this red outfit. And she said, you have no idea how much you changed my life. I saw a strong woman. She said, I'd never seen a strong woman before. I saw you do it. And I said to myself, if she can do it, I can do it. Now, see, I had no idea that day in court that anything I was doing was going to be that effective on people, right? We don't know that. We just have to be so authentic every time we possibly can. And I think it's ripples in a pond. I think we send out ripples, and that helps people.
You know, that was a song someone wrote years ago. And the line that I remember is, for we may never know all the lives that we have touched. So we just don't know.
I love that.
You know, when we go before God, the universe, you know, there are so many joys that God has in his treasure box for us because it's like, you don't know, but you helped that third grader. What third grader? You help this person. You help this woman go back to school. You help this man continue on in life. So we don't know. And I encourage your listeners, my listeners, anyone that is just happened to be tuned in, just keep going. Just simple. Keep going.
And just the mere fact that you keep going could make a huge difference in someone else's life. You know, this is a tough time for some people. Show up for them. Be in their lives. This is a time we've never been through before. And I think that, you know, community is going to be huge, right? That we need to be there for other people and be a good example for other people.
You know, really, right now we're in a political season, and we have a lot of things going on: racial injustice, racial tension, political politics, COVID-19, so much. So right now, I think that everybody is just—it's not that we're looking for a winner; we're just looking for somebody to press through. Just right. Anybody that is just continuing to strive, just keep going. Whether you're jogging, running, looking for a job, keeping your family together, going to work, creating your own business. Right now, we're just looking for people that will continue. And I said that to someone. I think that I wrote that, said that in the interview on the in the magazine. That right now, the key word that has come into my spirit during COVID-19 is to continue. Just continue.
Yeah,
don't let nothing stop you.
I love that. And you know, we can either be in love or we can be in fear. And we need to get out of the fear if we possibly can, because that does not serve us or anyone around us. Even we need to continue, and we need to be in love when we're doing it, because that's a whole different vibration that is going to make a huge difference. So I want you to tell our listeners, just give us a little bit of background on you, because I love your story and I love how you got here. And then I want to find out what that God, the prophet of God, is going to tell us it's going to be happening. Because we need some good news. Hallelujah.
We really do. Yes. You know, I started in church many years ago, of course, and that's my foundation, understanding about God and religion. And I was very Pentecostal, and the tongue talkers and all of that. And
really?
I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed it. And I still am a part. But my spirit wanted more. I felt like, and I tell people, religion to me is like elementary all throughout high school. They give you a good foundation, but spirituality is graduate school.
I love that.
You know, that's when you really begin to find God for yourself. It's like, and that's with anything. Your mom or your dad may have taught you how to make up your bed and how to, you know, fry your own eggs and make your little hamburger to keep yourself alive. But now I can add peppers and onions to my my eggs, and I can do a little breadcrumbs to my hamburgers. So now I can develop my foundation. And that's what spirituality is. It's going beyond what has been the norm. And so that's what I did. I started studying anything I could get my hands on about metaphysics. So that's what I wanted, to go beyond the physical. It's not scary. You know, in the church, people taught us the occult, this stuff, that's right. Voodoo and that's witchcraft. No, it was just that, and to be honest, most people, they were just scared to go beyond. So they would label it anything that they could.
Right, because the word metaphysical kind of has a connotation that it's weird, but it just means beyond the physical senses, right? That we can see, right?
That's all. And I wanted to go there. I felt like God, I felt like Jesus was beyond our comprehension. And I just really felt inwardly, that's got to be more to this. That's got to be more. And with my prophetic ability, I began to sense this pulling to just study, to read, to talk, and conversate with people. And I did. And I studied more and went to school for metaphysics and all of that. And I just really, I gained so much knowledge. And I'm very much attached to the church, but I tell people I am not religious. I am very spiritual.
I love that. Now, let's go back. When did you realize you were so prophetic? Because you've been connected in a different way to Source and God than a lot of us. So tell us about that.
You know, honestly, that it occurred as a child, but it was very gradual. Very slow process. I love this. I tell people this. If you ever saw the old Scooby-Doo cartoon, and they would have the little eyes all over the screen.
Oh, uh-huh.
When it first came on, that is exactly what I experienced as a little kid.
Really?
When my mother would turn off the light and say, it's time to go to sleep, Michael and I would, she would turn off the light, leave out the room. I saw the little eyes. And
whoa, did that scare you? It did?
Yes.
Yes, I would think so, yes. Uh-huh.
But you know what? I never told my mother, because I don't know why I didn't tell her. I just never did. I just put the covers over my head and I would go to sleep that way.
Really?
And as time would go on, I started hearing these messages. And the very first message I remember, well, was about my sister. I woke up in the middle of the night. My mother was asleep. And all of a sudden, I just had this urge to pray from my sister. Now, my sister was at that time working for a fast food restaurant. And I ran to my mother's room and woke her up. Get up, get up, get up. This little boy now. Get up, get up, get up. She's like, what? What's going on? Well, I said, get up. Let's pray for Pam. Pray for Pam. My sister's name is Pam. And my mother didn't know
why. I have a sister named Pam. There you go. I
knew that. Yeah. See, okay. We're connected.
We are connected, dear. Okay.
My mother got up, got on her knees. We both praying to God about Pam. We don't know what it is. And I said, protection, protection. I'm about 8 or 9 years old.
Really?
Well, my sister came home late from work that night. Sure enough, she told us, she was kind of trembling, and she told us she was held at gunpoint at her job.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was the exact time that I told my mother, get up.
Oh, my gosh, you give me chills.
Somebody had walked into the little fast food restaurant and put a gun to her face, and they robbed the place.
Oh.
And that was like, now, I didn't pay that much attention. That just, you know, whatever. But I'm like, whoa. Well, the second time that I really noticed it was I went to my sister again, and I told her, her and her husband, she was married at this time, and her and her husband were trying to have a child. I didn't know that either, but I just said, you know what? I got this strange feeling. In 1 year, you're going to have a child. Little did I know at that time, my sister was told she would never have children.
Oh.
She was told as a teenager that her body would not produce children. And her husband and her kept trying, and they kept trying all these different little things, and nothing ever worked. But sure enough, 1 year to the date, she conceived.
Oh, my gosh.
And she conceived, and she gave birth to 3 children. And, of course, during the course of time, but she gave birth to that first child was a girl. And after that, they went for it. So that... That was really my introduction to this ability, and I would just get sensations, I would hear things, and so that's what made me say, well, there's got to be more to this, because
you get a message in your head, and is it a voice, or is it just a concept that you are translating? It just fascinates me that this happens.
You know, and it really is, it's a good question. At first, I started seeing pictures. And it's like telepathy, but I would see a picture and the picture would speak to me.
Okay.
And like I would see, for instance, my sister with a baby. For some reason, I just knew it was a year later. And I don't know how I know, but I knew. Now, there is a way that I do hear a voice. I still see pictures, but I'm able now to hear voices and just to, you know, tell this person this and tell them that or whatever. Or I will see a picture and, you know, get a good oversight of what I need to convey to that person.
So did you ever find out about the eyes in your room? Were they angels? Were they guides? Or were they Scooby-Doo?
They were.
Oh, were they? Okay.
They were angels, but I really look at it as my ancestors
I love that. Yeah.
That I had a special ability. One night I was, now this was about maybe about 5 years ago, I was very upset about something, and I could see and I've never seen this before, I was asleep, but I could see this entity walk in my room. And I was lying down, but I could see them. Don't ask me how, but they were patting me on the back and they were comforting me about a situation. And I said, you are one of those eyes. Now I'm still asleep, but I could see them walking into my dark room. And I remember it was a female energy. And I said to myself, you are one of them eyes that I saw as a kid.
Wow.
So it is still that. So that's why I look at it as more so my ancestors that are watching over me, and of course, with my angels and spirit guides.
And you know, that is not a scary thing. And I'm telling that to myself because half of me wants to experience, and the other half of me is Scooby-Doo and doesn't want to experience it.
I got it. I can get, because I was a little afraid in the beginning, but now I've gotten accustomed to it. Now, lately, the other day, I was in my living room, and I was just doing something, watching TV or something on my phone, and I kept seeing like a shadow move. I said, now look here, don't y'all be doing that right now. that was kind of scary for me.
Just like out of the corner of your eye. Just, you were kind of seeing something?
And I could see the move. I absolutely saw, and there was nobody downstairs but me. So I'm like, All right, now, don't do that. So it does every now and then get a little spooky for me, but it's just their way of trying to, I guess, keep me on my toes and let me be aware that they are with me.
Well, and not to be fearful, right? Because they're here in love, or we wouldn't be able to access them, because if you're in love, that's the only thing you can access, right?
Right, and it really is a thing of just not being used to it. Once you're used to them, it becomes very easy. And I had gotten everything was so inward, till I hadn't seen those outward motions in a while. So I got out of the habit of seeing them. But if I just relax myself, and then I could really see more. Now, when my mother was transitioning this time last year, I went to the hospital. I could see my ancestors very clear. Her mother, her brother, all of them had gone on. I could see where they were in the room waiting on her full departure. That I could really see.
Oh, gosh. So Dr. Ralph Moody, who really coined after-death experience, and he was a physician that did not believe in anything after death. And he's the one that started putting it together like in the 50s, 60s, and he wrote the first book about all of his patients that would be clinically dead, and then they would come back and they would see these things. And then he started realizing there was another phenomenon, and it actually happened to him exactly like you said, that if you're in a dying person's room, you can see the other side, the veil is lifted. Now, this is a medical doctor that didn't believe in any of this stuff.
Wow.
And he literally experienced that, and that was his next amazing discovery, that we that are still here, because that veil is thin, can see that. And I love the fact you did, because that had to have comforted you.
It did. And it comforted my family more than my sister and my sister and my aunt very, very much.
And could they see it, or you could only see it?
I could only see it.
Okay.
And they would ask me questions. Michael, is Granny here? Yes. And I would tell them really what the other person was saying. I could tell them what my grandmother was saying. And it was a very healing time, because my grandmother did not really treat my mother appropriately. And so it was a lot of forgiveness, saying, I'm sorry, and da, 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 da. And I was like, and I'm saying all this stuff when I was a kid, you know, when I remember my grandmother, but my aunt was there to validate everything that I said. And it, that really kind of like.
And I would just like everyone to know that Dr. Mosley lives in Georgia, and not one of those states where marijuana is legal.
That's
so whatever he saw was legitimate. It was not one of those high things.
It's really true. You know what? It does give me the comfort to know that there is another world. And that veil every now and then becomes very thin. And we need to recognize that even in so much of what is going on in America right now, we have to recognize that the scripture that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, meaning that other side. So we trying to get the other person's throat, I'm going to choke you. But it really is the spirit that is causing them to do that. We need to pray more, Lord, calm or tame that energy or that spirit.
Well, and that's a good segue into this. Let's talk about, because you're our prophet of God, and I know that you're really good at seeing the bigger picture and hearing higher voices. So give us a rundown and a take of what's going on now, and that we're going to be okay, and what's going to come next.
We are going to be okay. There are some challenges, and that honestly is what I come to, is that we... Some people say, well, God is punishing us with COVID-19. God is upset. I don't feel that he is. I do feel that we create a lot of things ourselves as we think, you know, so it is unto us. So what I do feel is a chance to really get on the same level everybody got to understand that everybody is important, whether it's with COVID-19, whether you're young or old, whether it's a baby has passed away with COVID, older people have passed away with COVID, and even the same thing with the racial tension, Black Lives Matter. It's trying to let everybody know, everybody need to, as we say in church, consider your ways. There's no big I's and little U's. We all are here trying to make it, and we all will. When we get to that concept, when I see you, I see myself. I see your passion, I see my passion. You may be passionate about something different than I, but we still must survive. That's why I say the thing that we need to focus on now is continue. Just continue. And the way we need to protest anything with COVID, racial tension, political season, is focus on your goals. What are your goals? What do you really, what is in your heart to make happen? That's what we have to do. The greatest success, or the greatest protest is what I say, is success.
Oh, if you I love just, that.
Because the only thing people want was to keep you down. So now, don't try to keep a woman down. Don't try to keep a man down. Before, women was not considered to be as important. So their lives didn't matter. Their sickness didn't matter. They only mattered to cook and other places in the house.
You're getting in trouble now.
But that was what they were considered. But now there were some women that says, no, I'm more than hips. I'm more than lips. I'm more than fingertips. I have a brain. I have a goal. So what women did, they said, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to show you more than I can tell you. So the greatest protest is success.
I love
for the African-American,
that.
Hispanic, the greatest protest is success.
And, you know, we cannot control what's going on around outside of us. The only thing we can control is inside of us, right? What
yes.
our goals are, what our own emotions are, and we can either choose to live in love or we can choose to live in fear. And living in love does not mean we're ignoring what's going on. It's mean we're going to live from the solution. And I love that. Go after our own goals. Because if everybody did that, I mean, that's the answer, right? I've said that the answer is not either political side. It's so much farther above that. It's a spiritual
yes.
awakening. And you are not one of the weirdest people I've had on my show. I've had weird people, but that are, you know, that they talk to the other side and they all say we're in the middle of a spiritual awakening. Do you think we are?
I feel that the awakening, now when we say that, I try to make more sense of that.
Okay.
What are we awakening to?
That's good.
You know, that because we can be awakened to poverty because some people don't believe it exists. And some people don't believe that this over here really matters or that, you know. But so what are you awakening to? And I hope and I pray that you're awakening ourselves to a positive momentum that I can achieve. I've got to achieve. I want to achieve. And what do you want to achieve? Your goal.
And
your
I love
goal.
That. And when
this is the time that you matter.
And when people understand that the power is within, right?
Yes.
That we are not victims, that we have the power within us. That doesn't mean we can't help other people, right? That doesn't mean that we can't all be, you know, in community with other people. But that the power is within, and that's where the change is going to come, you know, individual by individual. And that's what you and I have to do is get that message out. I don't know. I keep saying, what am I? I'm not a light worker. I'm pretty bossy. I mean, you're the prophet of God. You've already got your name, but we're here to.
Well, you are a light worker. You are a light worker. I read something the other day that really helped me. A prophet and even yourself, I would say a light worker. That's it's someone that really is changing your mind from darkness to light.
Oh, I love that. That makes me feel good. Yeah.
That's what we need. When you were a lawyer in the courtroom, I can imagine you helped your client to go from darkness to light. And that's what they needed. Maybe you were a little ruthless, but that's what was needed at that time.
Maybe or I helped the judge go from darkness to light. I helped the judge know what light side was.
But it was what was needed. at that time because someone said, oh, I'll never get that out. Somebody's watching or listening to this show right now, and they're going through a transition, and they feel like, I can never do that, or I'll never be able to achieve that. But they came into contact with someone like you, and they're listening to your show, and they're feeling that energy that says, oh, yes, you can. You can do this. That's why you are at that worker of light. Let me show you how you can. I need you to get from the darkness and see the possibility. But Miss Paula, there is no possibility. Yes, there is, baby. Let me help you. Stay tuned. Keep listening. Keep watching me. Stay focused on your goals. You got to go within and see your goal. You got to see it as if it's already here.
We do. We have to become that person before that goal happens. We have to think ourselves into that. So I want to come back to this topic in a minute, but I want to go back to, when did you realize that this is what you wanted to do for a living? That you're a minister of a church and you've got a couple of amazing books out, but that you knew that you had this ability and that you were going to help people because you do readings for people. This is one of the things that, and we'll get to your act, how we're going to get a hold of you later. But how did you get into this as being your, because it is your passion. I mean, this is, you're here at this time for us to connect with you. So how did you get to that?
You know, honestly, it was, I've been doing this for a while, but it wasn't until about maybe 3 years ago that I really committed to doing it on this level because I wanted to change. I was used to doing everything in church. Now, no offense to all of my wonderful church people, but church had a way of limiting me.
Uh-huh.
And I did not want to be limited because, let me use this word, the calling that I had was taking me beyond the church. Taking me beyond the four walls of the religious sector. I needed to get to people that were really desiring assistance, light, love, inspiration. And in the church, you were limited. I say this the other day. In fact, I did a session earlier today, matter of fact. And I was telling some people, you know, in the church, I'm African American, we want justice. But I said, now in church, we did the same thing. We talked about people. We didn't. We if you were not like us, we kind of kicked you out. Or you don't believe like us, we kicked you out. Or if you were gay, we kicked you out. If you were this, we kicked you out. I said that wasn't justice. That wasn't. We say we love everybody, like our Constitution say, justice for all. No, that wasn't really justice for all. So we did the same thing in the church. I want to be limitless. And I chose the metaphysical arena because I believe there are people that just want to be helped and loved and nourished. So that's what prompted me. I saw the need of the people that were beyond where I was. And that's to me what Jesus did. I always say Jesus was to me a great metaphysician. He went beyond what was in his proximity. Let me help as many as I can without your limitations. And let's see what all good we can do.
And to do that takes courage because it's a leap of faith. I mean, you went from being at a church to, oh my gosh, you know. So that had to have been scary to do that.
It was.
So tell people how, because people are saying, I can't do it. I'm not brave enough. And it's just one step at a time. So it took courage for you to make that transition, right?
It did. And I had to realize, again, let's go back to the eyes that I had when I was a little boy. I'm not by myself. By myself. You know what? I had an experience about 3 years ago. That's when all this began to really hit me. I was in my office, the same office I was in, and I heard this voice saying, we need your help. Now, who are the we? I knew that were people that had crossed over. And they were saying, we need your help. And it's like they were trying to let me know, we're trying to convey messages to our loved ones on your side, but they're not open to us. We need your help more on this side than they need you on that side. Because I could hear them. I could hear God. I could feel these energies. So it was like they're trying to send a warning or send a protection or send even love to say, we want to tell them that we love them. And some people are so hurt and grieved by their loved ones passing or different things that have happened in their life, their divorce or their pain, COVID-19, till they don't hear the messages of love from the other side. So that's what really prompted me. I heard God, if I could say it that way, said, I need you more than they need you. So please hear my voice more than what the rejection or the people that don't understand.
Oh, and that will take you through to the other side of, because on the other side of fear is freedom, right?
Yes.
Freedom for you, freedom for the people on the other side, freedom for people on this side that are helping. So how do you find your people from your radio show? I mean, how do you...
You know, I do a lot of social media and of course, Facebook. And now a lot of things are coming through word of mouth. But it happened, and this is going to be kind of funny, is that spirit guides will tell people to call me. I had a gentleman.
I love that. So you advertise on the other side.
You know what? It's
with
funny.
The spirit guides.
I had a gentleman call me just last week, and he said, I had this strange encounter, and I didn't understand, and I heard your name. He said, so I booked a session to call you and talk to you about it. And that it was someone that had departed, a friend of his had died. And he said, I had this dream, and in the dream I saw my friend, and I heard your name, Michael Mosley.
He did not know you before.
He knew me, but we had talked in years, and he had not, he don't know this side of me. That's the thing. He don't know this side of me. So I'm like, okay, he knew me as from church, you know, from what I normally used to do in church. And he said, I need you to help me with this. And I did. I told him what his friend was trying to convey. And he said, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And all that, what the friend was trying to convey. And so that's what happened. Some, I've had people to just call. They hear my name, or they'll see me on Facebook, and they'll just call me. So I'm very appreciative. And I always say this, when you need spiritual help, you need the prophet. And so that's when I tell
people to call me. Amen. I'm there with you, because he's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, one of your things is, I have a divine message for you. So what divine message can you give our readers for right now?
That the divine message is, again, number one, I want to repeat this. Continue with your passion. Continue with your goals, number one. Number two, communicate your goals. Talk about it. Talk, because as you talk about them, it'll excite you. And then it'll lead to number three, focus. Focus on what you want to achieve. If I'm going to the store, I got to focus my mind. I'm going to the store. If I get sidetracked, I'll miss my exit. I'll miss my turn. But I got to stay focused. Don't let anything throw you off focus. Even anger, being upset. We have a lot of things with COVID-19, the mask, and we get upset because we're human. I'm tired of this thing being on my mouth. Or with the political scene, that's not my candidate. I don't like this. But stay focused. There's a lot of things that are trying to distract you. Beware of the distraction and stay focused on your attraction.
That's what we teach, isn't it? Law of attraction, because that's what we attract. There's no exclusion in this universe. We can't think about something and think we're going to exclude it. The more we think about it, the more energy we give to it. So just remember that when you're living in fear and you're watching the news, number one, quit watching the news.
Yes.
You know, yes. Number two, I mean, don't let it affect you, because that fear is not going to allow you to do Dr. Mosley's three things. Continue on what you're doing, communicate to others, and focus. And then take a step, right? The focusing allows you to know a step to take, an action step to take. And we don't need to know the whole, you know, Martin Luther King says, we don't need to see the whole staircase. We just need to see that first step.
And that's the first one.
And if you focus like Dr. Mosley says, you can see one step. And a lot of times we don't even think that step is important, or we don't understand why we're asked to take it. Look at Dr. Mosley. I mean, this is a huge leap to be able to be doing this, to help people with their spiritual stuff. But you did it. You took that first step.
And it really, all it requires. In the book I wrote, Talk Yourself Into It, there's one chapter that says, start where you left off. Just start where you left off. Well, it's been a couple of years, or it's been a couple of days. Just start where you left off. I used to mow the grass when I was a little boy. And once I was out there, I was fine. But the only problem I had was in getting started.
Oh, I love that.
if you just get started. I don't care if you were trying to lose weight last year and you've gone months without exercising. It doesn't matter. Just start today. Start this next moment. Let me get them back on the treadmill. Just start where you left off. And every day, I make it a habit to start again.
Well, and that Mark Twain, I have this quote I was going to put up on Facebook today. The secret to getting ahead is getting started.
Yes.
That's a Mark Twain quote. I love that.
Just get started. I'm going to use that one.
You can use that.
Every day. Start again. Just start. Just start. And you'll be amazed. Really, it takes the pressure off. Like, oh, I would have been so far along if I would have kept going. Oh, that's all heavy stuff. Get rid of that. I'm starting today from where I left off 3 years ago. I'm starting today. What a great accomplishment it is for us to start again.
I love it. And, you know, there's a reason we're here where we are. There's a reason we didn't get it done 3 years ago. There's a reason.
Yes.
And if we just say we're where we are, we can only do from where we are, and there's a reason we're here. And that you know, we all have eyes in our bedroom, which should keep some people up at night. But we do have spirit guides and ancestors, and I need to remind myself of that because I need those buddies of mine around sometimes. So
yes.
Well, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, Dr. Mosley.
Well, they can go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. DrMichaelMosley. Excuse me. DrMichaelMosley.com. And of course, they can also look at me up on the Facebook and all of that.
Because you have a Facebook Live almost every day, don't you?
I do.
Okay. So if you like him on Facebook, isn't that a funny thing to say? But like him on Facebook and you get noticed when he goes on a Facebook Live, and very insightful, very kind, loving things. If anything, it'll give you a boost for the day. So
I got to tell you something. I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I keep getting this interference. You asked the question. This is funny. I've never heard it like this before. My spirit is telling me, you are a light worker, but this is what I have to tell you. You are a rebel of darkness or against darkness. You are a rebel against darkness, which means you are such a force that you're able to really fight. There are some people that have a wonderful gift and ability to fight. Now, we look at that as a negative thing, but it's not. It is very positive. Some people have such awesome skills. If you are a master kung fu fighter, I would love to walk with you, but I know I'm protected. And sometimes we need that extra source of protection. And that's what you are.
Wow.
You are a light worker, but you are a rebel against darkness. It's almost, if we use a comic book strip, it would be like you're a Wonder Woman. Underneath your outfit, you're able to transform and become Wonder Woman. Now, I need to also encourage you. I never too much like to limit things to a gender, but I have to tell you, you are a fighter really for women. You love men, that's true, but you are a fighter for women by showing women what can be done. It really can, and you're the kind that will really push the envelope. Now, COVID-19 is not going to last much, much longer, because I really do see you giving actual seminar. I see you in a seminar setting, so there are people there. So I can only take from that COVID-19 is not going to last all our lives. But I do feel that you will be back in front of people conversating, but mainly lecturing, inspiring, and teaching what can be done. This is what can be done. I don't know why he's showing me a number 4, so I feel that there are 4 writing materials, whether they're books, pamphlets, there are 4 writing materials that have your name on them.
Wow.
Because you are a rebel against darkness. Somebody said, I can't. No, let me show you. Let me write this book on how you can do it. So you please know that you are insightful, and you have to really fight, punch at darkness. So it does come to for you to punch it out to show us how we can deal with it.
Well, I'm a fighter, so, man. I fought for 40 years in the courtroom. But
you have this ability that is going to be, it really is incredible. So please know this, that I see quite a few people talking to you, coming to get counseling sessions from you. Now, that's just what I'm saying, but I feel that they really just to talk with you, just to get that little bit of insight from you. It may not be a reading as me, but with yours, it's insight. It's another way to look at this.
You have no idea how much I needed that. I appreciate that so much. Okay, tell us one thing. If you have one thing to tell our audiences, what one thing would you like to leave them with?
One thing I would like to leave you with is the word comes to me, this is maybe the prophet side of me, enlightenment. Enlightenment. Grant me enlightenment. That is a prayer that I guess this is what I'm hearing is God grant me enlightenment. And this is what to lighten up my day, lighten up my vision, that I could see more clear where I'm going, what I need to do. There's so much darkness, so much is coming upon me, so much is around me. But if I get that enlightenment, I'll see the step, I'll see the path, I'll even receive that boost of energy, I will receive the insight to do further and go further. So I want everyone to pray that simple prayer with me, Lord, grant me greater. Or even just simple, grant me enlightenment, and I could see clear what I need to do.
Oh, I love that, Dr. Mosley. Thank you so much for being on my show. You make my heart sing, and you bring so much. You bring so much to the table. There's a reason that you're here at the time that you're here. You're a voice of reason. Your kindness, your love, and I would encourage anybody to get a hold of Dr. Mosley. He is one of the most authentic people I've ever met. So thank you so much for being on my show.
The joy is mine. Bless you and your husband. Take care. Continue to be that rebel against darkness.
I'm a rebel against darkness. My husband knows I'm a rebel. He didn't know. He didn't know the rest of it. But thank you so much. And we will.
God bless you.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up. And then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula. Like me on Facebook, Paula Kid Casey. Let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula. And follow it. And woohoo! We're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life.
And we are back. I love Dr. Mosley. Isn't he fun? And he really does have a connection. When I talk to him, I just feel so much better, and everybody out there would feel better too. So I would recommend that you do that. You know, he talked about three things that we have to continue. Now's the time sometimes we think we are going to give up or that we can't go after our dreams, that we're just treading water from where we are. Continue where we are, but then set a big goal, because nothing outside of us is going to be able to defeat us. What defeats us is the fear that we have inside of us. You know, when God is on our side, there's no enemy that can defeat us. And the way we get God on our side is we have to quiet and go within and connect to source that way. So continue on with what you're doing and set a big goal. Communicate that goal with other people, because other people are going to be able to help us. And then focus on what we want and take those baby steps. There is nothing going on right now that is going to stop you from your goal. I promise you, the source that is going to make that goal possible is so much bigger than any negative things that are going around on in your environment right now. Don't pay any attention to them. Don't give them any energy. The energy you're going to give is to yourself, and focus on those goals, because you are capable of doing everything that you want to. You came down here, and when you know that's what you are supposed to do in this lifetime, it gives you a bigger boost of energy and love to be able to continue on that path.
I want to thank you for being with me this week. I want to thank you for continuing on this journey. And I want to let you know that I would love to have you reach out to me at lawyerofattraction.com. On Facebook, just like me at Paula Kid Casey. I have a great group. It's called Your Success Formula on Facebook. Help us and join that. And just let me know what I can do to help. I'm here to help, and I'm here to help people connect with each other and with their source. So thank you for being here. And as Ram Dass always says, we are just walking each other home, which is a huge responsibility, and it's a huge joy that I am honored to be able to do that with you. So until next week, this is Paula Kid Casey, and I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.